Jerry Bader Show 1020. Earlier in the show, who's him? Oh, yeah. Well, I have to do that now. Thank you, Jason. I have to do this now. I would have forgotten that. Thank you so much, Jason. Recently, I had a debate. By the way, I didn't mention this. Yesterday, we had a very civil debate with a liberal listener. Very civil debate about whether the Dixie Chicks and what happened to them in 2003 is the same as what happened to the CEO of Mozilla. It's not. But we had a very civil debate. I tried to have a civil debate with a liberal on public employee unions a while back, and I let him go on and on and on, and then finally I cut him off. I let him talk forever. Another liberal, see, you just cut him off. That's why liberals don't call you. Really? No, they call because most times they know they can't win an argument. I did shame one into calling, and then he couldn't bring himself to come in the air because he knew, as he told Jason, he'd look like an ass. Got him close, though. Got him close. Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz is a liberal talk show host who used to be conservative and, in my opinion, whored himself out and became a liberal because he thought he could actually, because he's not very good, and he wasn't going to get very far as a conservative host, so he whored himself out and turned into a liberal host. That's purely opinion on my part. He had a show on MSNBC. They took it away. They gave it back. He's not very talented. He had an exchange. I don't even know how many stations. I have no idea how many stations carry Ed Schultz's radio show these days. I have no clue. He had an exchange with a conservative caller. Now, you libs listening out there who are afraid to call here, you sure you bleep this out, right? Well, I'm just saying. I don't want to get in trouble because Ed's probably going to get fined. I'm actually using it as a tease. Ed is probably going to get fined for this, except I don't think the FCC fines hosts. They fine affiliate radio stations who actually hold FCC licenses. I don't have an FCC license. The stations upon which I air have FCC licenses. I screw up. I put them at risk. I happen to work for the company that owns all of them. No, it's not whatever. I work for the company that owns the stations upon which I air. Ed, they can just drop him if they get fined. Listen to this, because what's particularly hysterical is when he starts to realize that his producer did not use the 7-second delay and that this aired. He drops the F-bomb and the bleep hole bomb, which Jason assures me has in fact been bleeped out for airing purposes here. Go ahead.
Wake up and stop capitulating to the people who created the problem, and you continue to make them wealthy.
I am going to feel very, very bad if you have a stroke on this radio show. Settle down. First of all, You jump three steps ahead. Is that what you want to reduce this conversation to?
Well,
you're a freaking asshole. How about that? Get the fuck out of here. How about that? I mean, I'm sure they hit the 7-second delay on that one.
You sure?
1-877-934-6833. I just lost it on that guy. I mean, I can take the conversation. I'm not going to take the personal insults. You know, and so I hope that didn't go out. Did we catch that one?
No.
I need some direction. Did we catch that one?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
All right.
Okay, so it's all conservatives' fault that... Now, look, I understand the guy was getting in his face. I get that. Over the years, we have had things get on the air that didn't come out of my mouth that we didn't mean to get on the air. That has happened. You got to be very careful about that. I can't tell tales out of school. Other than I know two people who worked in the same workplace as Ed Schultz at a group of stations we now own in Fargo, North Dakota. We didn't own them when he was on KFGO. We now own KFGO. And he worked out of those studios. I have heard stories that I know the people who told me those stories. I'm not at liberty to say. I'm not. And it's unfortunate. Speaking of unfortunate, there's this story. Speaking of unfortunate, earlier in the show, I mentioned it's great that UConn won. They have a chance to win two championships in as many nights when the women play tonight. Unfortunately, UConn students on campus got carried away. There was vandalism. It's just there's no call for that. There just isn't. But some people just find an excuse for obnoxious, annoying, or even dangerous behavior. I think most people are aware of this. Old cell phones that are now out of service, but if you put a battery in them, they still work. They have to be able to call 911. Did you know that, Jason? I think most people know that, don't they? Because this is interesting. We're doing some major house cleaning. We're going to have some foundation work done in the basement. Our basement is just a bit cluttered. So we're going to have to do some cleaning up. My wife found a whole box of these old cell phones. They're my old work cell phones. There's one of the old Fox Mulder flip phones from like 1994. The cell phone that the company issued me in Sheboygan. And we wondered, well, you know what? You can use these for 911. And I think I always thought that was a good thing. Do you know that might go away? Here's the problem. You can't backtrace those because they're out of service. You can't find out where they are. People are using them to prank call 911, knowing that it can't be traced. San Francisco has dealt with 30,000 calls attributed to one man with an old cell phone. So the question now is this a public service or a public threat? And they talk about one where they received a 911 call that there appeared to be someone said he was, the guy calling, said he was on the Golden Gate Bridge contemplating jumping. It was all a fraud. And if you've ever been to San Francisco, and I have, if you can imagine what it's like to get emergency personnel out there and find out the whole thing's a fraud. 30,000. This is happening all over the country. It's a 1997 FCC requirement that all carriers include emergency dialing capability on cell phones, whether they have working service or not. It was considered important then. In today's world, they don't think it's still needed. Almost everyone has a phone, and they don't think it's needed anymore. And they're thinking of doing away with it because it's creating more harm than good. Here is something that was done well-intentioned, so if you have an old cell phone, you could just use it for 911. It probably isn't needed anymore, but irrespective of that, it is just amazing to me. What kind of mind does that? What kind of mind puts lives at risk by tying up emergency resources just because you can't get caught? It is very, very disturbing to me. It is also 10:29. And if you're a regular listener to the Jerry Bader Show, you know that since late January, a little more than eight weeks, I've lost 45 pounds on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, a weight loss program, not a diet. There's a lot more involved. But in the studio, there's a net loss of 56 pounds. That's because Jason, since being on Wednesday, has lost 11 pounds, and he'll tell you a little bit about his experience with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions.
Yeah, I saw Jerry having success with his, and I said, Jerry, please, 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 please get me on the program. Please, please, please. He said, well, call Dr. Jason Litwin, see what we can work out. And that's just what I did. I called 268-1386. That's 920-268-1386. It's really easy. You go down there, you talk to him, you fill out this sort of kind of short form, which is not really short at all.
But important.
But important because it gives him all the information that he needs to figure out what kind of program that he can put you on. And I'm telling you, you can eat chicken, fish, steak. It's got to be lean. Venison, bison, all kinds of meats, fruits, vegetables. It's a fantastic thing. And like Jerry mentioned, I'm down 11 pounds in 6 days.
And we've had also, and there were a couple of people from the show signing up when you were there.
Yes, it was. It was a man and a woman, and I just was smiling as bright as I could.
Gee, I wonder if they knew who you were.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
I don't think they did.
What happened to me, they knew who I was. A lot of listeners are having success. You can be one of them. Again, just call Dr. Jason Lippman. Find out if it's right for you. 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com. It's 10:30. WTAQ News starts now.
We'll see if this